Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. Now, this article comes to us from Coindesk.com. The title says, Bitcoin transfers worth billions could mean more selling pressure. The article states blockchain data showed investors moving the cryptocurrencies onto exchanges, ostensibly preparing for a quick sale. So what we have going on here is we have, it sounds like, some people moving large amounts of Bitcoin from their personal storage devices, wallets, whatever, and moving them on to exchanges where they can quickly sell the Bitcoin and convert it into cash. It says, this article is by Muyao Shen. It says, a surge in Bitcoin balances on major cryptocurrency exchanges preceded Monday's sell-off, potentially a sign that this year's doubling in prices tempted some digital asset investors to take profits. The price of Bitcoin, the targeted cryptocurrency, tumbled 7.6% to $52,800. It was the biggest decline in a month and trimmed the year-to-date gain to about 83%. Okay, trimmed the gain to 83%. Not bad for an annual, just a year-to-date gain. Not an annual, just year-to-date gain of 83%. Some 40,000 Bitcoin, $2.1 billion worth, have been transferred to exchanges since Friday on major crypto exchanges, pushing up the Bitcoin reserves to levels not seen since the end of January, according to data from blockchain analytics from Glassnode. Ki Young Ju, CEO of South Korea-based Crypto Data from CryptoQuant, told CoinDesk that the Bitcoin inflow mostly went to the U.S.-based Gemini, which saw some 34,000 BTC come in before Monday's market sell-off. The blockchain data appeared to show a flow of about 28,000 BTC to Gemini around 2 p.m. New York time, that's 1900 UTC, on Sunday, right around the time the cryptocurrency's price reached the $58,000 level, according to CryptoQuant. So it looks like there was a large amount of Bitcoin that actually moved into Gemini just about the same time as we approached that all-time high, $58,000. Monday's price slide coincided with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's comments at the New York Times Dealbook DCE Policy Project that Bitcoin is not widely used as a transaction mechanism. The cryptocurrency represents an extremely inefficient way of conducting transactions, Yellen said, and the amount of energy that's consumed in processing those transactions is staggering. Well, let me interject here. We have a statement made, but it's important, I think, when these officials, politicians, bank officials, whatever, come out, and they make these negative Bitcoin or cryptocurrency comments, I think it's important to, as a consumer of this news, to really stop and see what is quantitative and what is qualitative, what can be defended by numbers, and what is simply somebody's opinion. And when we start getting into statements like saying staggering or extremely inefficient, okay, that's fine, that's an opinion. But until you can put numbers behind that, a lot of people are going to see that as a qualified opinion, not a quantified opinion. Just a thought, not financial advice. If Bitcoin breaks below 50,000, it might then fail to range 40,000, the author says, to 42,000 before finding a new technical support level on price charts. Singapore-based QCP Capital said Monday on its Telegram broadcast channel, quote, we have $54,000 as the first trendline support, a break of which will take us to 50,000, which is the stronger second trendline support. QCP Capital wrote, forced retail liquidations could take us to test the $40,000 to $42,000, which is the hedge fund trading level corresponding to the parabolic trend line. The $40,000 level needs to hold to preserve the strong bullish momentum, QCP added. So their opinion there is that as long as Bitcoin can stay above $40,000, that the market's going to stay into a bull market. But if it falls below 40,000, then it could turn into a falling knife scenario. Hard to say. Anyway, this is a very well-written little article, a short article. You can find it on Coindesk.com. And as we said, the headline reads, Bitcoin transfers worth billions could mean more selling pressure. So yes, there are large amounts of Bitcoin moving onto the Gemini exchange. So what will remain to be seen is, will this be sold? Will this be traded for other cryptocurrency? Just what's about to happen? This has been your cryptocurrency news, not financial advice.